Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Biden and Trump and RFK Jr. and choices, options, and the dynamics at play and having a wider range of options and how you actually get to that point. You know, for a long time in this country, the choices for president, your candidates, were Jack Johnson and John Jackson. My opponent's a good man. He's a fair man. But I disagree on this one wedge issue. Vote for me. Maybe two wedge issues if you're lucky. But that's what it was for a really, really long time. And then along came Trump. And Trump was different. He really was. And people saw that difference is good in 2016. And then by 2020, they realized, no, being more authoritarian and further right-wing is actually not good. But now in 2024, it appears that some people have forgotten that. And then you have a group of people who is unhappy with the current dynamic, unhappy with the leadership choices. And they are looking at Junior. They're looking at RFK Jr. And assuming that he's different, that it will lead to more options, meaning a wider range of options, not just more choices within the same range. But sometimes in those situations, you end up with Jack Johnson, John Jackson, and Jimmy Jack John. I know, everybody thinks that he's very different. But let me read you something. This is from Trump. RFK Jr. is a Democrat plant, a radical left liberal who's been put in place in order to help crooked Joe Biden. It goes on and on. A vote for Jr. would essentially be a wasted protest vote. Wow, that's weird, coming from Trump. What happened? They found out that it appears that Jr. might be taking more votes from Trump than from Biden. It's close, though. It's close. That's weird, right? The candidates cast themselves as very, very different. And somebody who is supposed to be very different from them is splitting the difference? Does that really give you a wider range of options, or does it just give you more choice within the same range? More paths to get to roughly the same point. Now, to be clear, I am of the opinion that there is a substantial difference between Trump and the other two. But those people looking at Junior, they probably don't think that way. So there's another choice, but it doesn't really add to your range of options. So how do you get a wider range? You know, that's one of those things that people talk about. They want additional parties. And most times, they want to run somebody for president. And as we've talked about before, even if they win, it doesn't actually do anything. But the question is, how do you get a wider range of options? Get beyond the current range of political discussion. You build it. That party, you have to build it. You have to build it from the ground up. You can't wait for a leader. You have to become one. You have to build the party you want with the platform you want. Because anybody who is going to try to come in up at the top and run as a third party and actually try to win, well, they're going to be within that same range. They're going to pull a little of column A, a little of column B, and try to pull together a coalition that can win. Now, you have third-party candidates or independent candidates who run who are outside of that range, but they really don't plan on winning. It's more about messaging. And there's definitely a place for that, to be clear. But if you actually want a wider range of options, you have to build it. And it takes time. It takes time. If you were to start now, you would not be ready by 2024. You would not be ready by 2026. You might, by 2028, be able to get a couple House seats. Still not ready for the presidency, though, because you have to build the support. You have to actually build the party. Nobody who is going to come in at that top level is going to have the positions you want. The reason you want a wider range of options, the reason you are unhappy with the current choices, is because they don't reflect what you want, right? You want something outside of that. Anybody who is going to come in that has a chance of winning is going to try to build a coalition within the range of options that you have already rejected. You have to build it. You have to build the support. You have to make the case for your position, for your platform, for the world you want that is outside of that range. You're not going to get it by a candidate who has to get elected by existing within that range. You get more choice, but you don't get more options. It's the same range. It's just packaged differently. One of the things that you have to acknowledge and you have to remember when you are talking about the United States and the way our system currently is, it is advanced citizenship. It's something you have to participate in if you want it to function. If you believe in electoral politics, you have to be involved way more than once every 4 years. If you want your platform, if you want more options, if you just want to settle for the options that are going to be presented to you, sure, once every 4 years will do it. But if you want something else, you have to build it. Especially because those people who want something else, by definition, they want something outside of the status quo. You want something beyond what currently exists. There is no power structure to support that. You have to build it. You can't wait for a leader. You have to become one. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.